The teacher training program begins with a staged scene. High school actors playing high school students walk into their English class. They're talking about a kid who was beaten up the day before.
Gay rights, he got him. Rights, lefts, uppercuts, a kick to the face, bang!
That's not funny, Bruce. He could have been killed.
Travis Owens isn't even gay.
Dude is definitely gay. He hit him.
The discussion heats up and the kids start baiting each other.
You guys are so homophobic, it's pathetic.
Yeah, we're really afraid of you.
Guys, stop playing around.
That's the teacher in the skit, Mr. McGregor. Before long, his class is out of control.
Why don't you go rest with Ricky in the homo section?
Bruce, when did you start being such an asshole?
Shut up!
This training program is presented by Encompass, a nonprofit group that focuses on diversity issues in California schools. The actors are students from the L.A. County High School for the Arts. In the audience, school administrators, counselors, and teachers. Program director Skylar Jackson asks them about Mr. McGregor's behavior.
How does he deal with these particular moments, these challenging moments, regarding sexual orientation that come up in the classroom?
According to the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, these challenging moments come up a lot. By the time they get to high school, 90% of lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered students have experienced physical, verbal, or sexual harassment at school. Artistic director Kevin Blake, who co-wrote the scene and plays Mr. McGregor, says that can poison the classroom environment for everyone.
So just on that basic level, if these students are feeling this pressure or this bullying or teasing or harassment, they're not able to focus on their work. They're not able to accomplish what they're there in school to accomplish.
And when that happens, Skylar Jackson of Encompass says, California teachers don't have a choice about whether or not to intervene. In 2000, state lawmakers amended the education code
to include sexual orientation and gender identity and those that are perceived to be different based on sexual orientation to be protected from bullying and harassment in schools.
12 other states currently have similar laws, and a federal bill which would require every school in the country to offer those protections has been gaining support in Congress. An important aspect of the Encompass approach is that it's not about changing a teacher's attitudes or personal beliefs about homosexuality. Instead, the training offers tools to help teachers recognize and address sexual bias in their class.
So this was the part when they were talking about Travis Owens being beat up. Students came in using some hate speech. What should have happened? What could have happened?
I think if you address the aggression and the hate just in a broad sense, like where is all that hate coming from?
Just to go, you know what? Whatever happened, fighting is never the answer. It's never okay. And, this, you know, he could have sort of at least addressed the fighting part, even if he wasn't.
As the teachers come up with solutions, Jackson writes them on a whiteboard. Then the scene is repeated with the actors improvising based on their suggestions.
Very sensitive issue happened here yesterday, and I don't want any insensitive or inappropriate comments made in regards to that situation, okay? Remember, be respectful.
Things play out differently this time. All the kids dial back their behavior. Mr. McGregor is in control.
And in the case of Hamlet, violence leads to more violence. And that's something that we don't want at this school.
There are other diversity training programs, but Encompass is different. Instead of getting a list of do's and don'ts, teachers get the chance to examine their own preconceptions, trade experiences, and then watch their ideas played out in the classroom. Beverly Tate teaches at Pasadena City College.
What really made a difference was the improv, the way they came back the second time and really kind of stayed true to their characters, and to see the changes in the way the teacher addressed the bias and the language in the classroom.
Student actor Drew Cameron says he hopes they're making a difference.
I mean, hopefully teachers are watching this and not just thinking, here's some students that are putting on a scene for us. Here are some students that are showing us how to be better teachers.
Better teachers in a school where every student feels safe to focus on the job of learning. For VOA News, I'm Annie Chelsea in Los Angeles.